Hey, it's Mike Church reminding you that life's biggest challenges can be conquered by prayer. Well, here's a little secret. Praying is made more powerful when you pray in Latin. But most people are horrified of even trying. Well, you're not alone. That's why I'm proud to introduce you to the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. In no time, you'll learn the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be prayers in Latin. Pray Latin Prayer Cards, available at MikeChurch.com/Latin. Learn Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, January 24th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Democrats reiterate Republicans' talking points in day two of the impeachment proceedings. A coalition of health insurers pledged millions to help manufacture generic prescription drugs at lower prices. And get your helmets out. The world just got 20 seconds closer to catastrophe. Day two of the impeachment proceedings, and nothing really new was forwarded. Jerry Nadler even reused Schiff's comparisons to Alexander Hamilton. I thought he was going to play a clip from the musical, but no such luck. Democrats have been hammering against extreme Republican skepticism of the case against Trump. A rotation of managers on the Senate floor led by Adam Schiff of California have presented the 100 senators with video testimony from public hearings last month, interwoven with recently unearthed evidence and analysis detailing Trump's scheme. Republicans, for their part, have voted against taking witnesses' testimony while complaining that the trial was bringing no new evidence to light, and multiple Republicans called on Thursday for the testimony of Hunter Biden, the former vice president's son once employed by a Ukrainian gas company. Thursday, the impeachment managers sought to expose the hypocrisy as they framed it in Trump's defense by using Republicans' own passwords against them. China's rushing to halt the spread of a new coronavirus as the death toll rose to 25, even as the World Health Organization stopped short of calling the SARS-like disease a global health emergency. Restrictions on travel and public gatherings have been implemented in Wuhan, the city in central China where the virus was first detected, as well as several nearby municipalities. Hong Kong and Beijing are canceling planned holiday activities, according to local officials and state media. Concerns about the virus extend beyond health to its impact on the economy, with warnings that China's fragile stabilization could be at risk. Mounting fears about the outbreak have roiled financial markets, and the Shanghai Composite Index had the worst end to a lunar year in its three-decade history. Our quote of the day, temperance is a disposition that restrains our desires for things which it is base to desire, St. Augustine. Coming up, our saint of the day, Paul entrusted him with important assignments. When Paul was in prison and awaiting martyrdom, he summoned his faithful friend for a last farewell. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, dude, do you know someone who's a coffee snob who thinks that gourmet coffee is poured by purple-headed baristas at a $4 cafe? Well, grab your pal by the man bun and lead him over to the Founders Trading Post, where we feature the finest and tastiest hand-roasted coffees in all of America, including our newest edition, Abbey Roast, from the Benedictine Brothers of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Brother Bernard hand-roasts 9 unique blends of coffee, including their award-winning Brazilian roast, their ultra-robust French roast, and the aromatic Espresso Roast. We carry all of the Abbey Roast coffees and are proud to assist Brother Bernard and the Benedictine monks in their missions. Buy a bag or 9 of craft roasted Abbey Roast coffee today by heading to MikeChurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Timothy. Timothy was an early Christian evangelist and the first Christian bishop of Ephesus, who tradition relates died around the year AD 97. Timothy was from the city of Listeria in Asia Minor. He was born of a Jewish mother who had become a Christian believer and a Greek father. The Apostle Paul met him during his second missionary journey, and he became Paul's companion and co-worker along with Silas. Timothy had not been circumcised, and Paul now ensured that this had to be done, so to ensure Timothy's acceptability to the Jews whom they would be evangelizing. The New Testament indicates that Timothy traveled with Paul the Apostle, who was also his mentor. Paul entrusted him with important assignments. When Paul was in prison and awaiting martyrdom, he summoned his faithful friend Timothy for a last farewell. He's addressed as the recipient of the first and second epistles to Timothy. Timothy's venerated as an apostle, saint, and martyr by the Eastern Orthodox Church, with his feast day on the 22nd of January. John Kapoor, the billionaire founder and former chairman of Insys Therapeutics, was sentenced Thursday to 5.5 years in prison, and he was ordered to pay a $250,000 fine for his role in a fraud and bribery scheme that contributed to the nationwide opioid crisis in the U.S. Kapoor, who is 76, is one of the highest-ranking pharmaceutical executives to face trial and prison time amid the U.S.'s opioid epidemic. Meanwhile, a coalition of health insurers pledged $55 million to help manufacture generic prescription drugs at lower prices, as the skyrocketing cost of medication has triggered a national reckoning. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association and 18 independently operated Blue Cross Blue Shield companies announced Thursday they were partnering with the nonprofit generic drug manufacturer Civica Rx to create a subsidiary dedicated to lowering the cost of select generic drugs, according to a joint statement. Well, get your helmets on, because the world just got 20 seconds closer to catastrophe. Gauging the dual threats of nuclear warfare and climate change, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists announced Thursday that the minute hand on the metaphorical doomsday clock has been moved forward to 100 seconds before midnight. Just FYI, the closest it has come to signaling a global meltdown. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.